Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Obsession. This is Julie. I'm just here to share some information with you guys in reference to the cake trends for 2018. I hope you guys had a great weekend and was busy, of course. Mondays is always a good day to just like breathe because the weekends are always super busy. But I just wanted to hop on and share the top 10 cake trends for the spring of 2018 with you guys. You know how I always talk about you have to be in the know and in trend with what's going on. When your customers come to you, you need to basically lead them to the right direction of what their cake should look like, what colors are trending, what styles are trending, so their cakes don't look dated and so that you are on top of what's going on. Just like how there is trends for fashions, there's trends for cakes. So I just wanted to hop on and basically share what I've been seeing for cake trends for spring of 2018. So what's been coming out for the first one is prints. So prints are really big. There's a lot of floral prints. There's a lot of designs, very bold cake designs, very a lot of floral, bright for spring. A lot of number two is swag. So I've been seeing a lot of like cake swags, like roping, pearls. I've been seeing a lot of that. I thought that swag was a little dated, but now it seems as though it's not your traditional swags, but they're coming back with a little modern twist to it. And of course, bling. Everyone loves a sparkle, and that's number three. There's a lot of bling on a lot of cakes this year. And I thought that bling was going to be left in 2017, but we going strong in 2018 with this bling. Everybody wants a blinged out dress, a blinged out cake. Bling is not going anywhere. And I think silver bling is even better. Gold was really popping last year, but this year it seems that silver is taking the cake for that. So the color for this year, and this is number four, the fourth trend for 2018 spring is lavender. That is the top color for this year. And there is Pantone Color of the Year. They're the ones who do the color for fashion. They do a lot of companies go to them and try to get what their direction they should be going in for branding. A lot of, you know, companies depend on asking them like, okay, how should we be going for this year? What should we be inspired by? And what is influencing a lot of this? So they are known for the color. They're considered like a color institute, and they have like a consulting service that they basically forecast global color trends and advise company on color in brand identity and product development. So a lot of companies use them, especially when they need to have palette recommendations, and just like paint colors or again fabric colors, they go to them in order to know what's trending. And that's what their business is known for. And also they, for the past, I think for the past couple of years, like every year they come out with a color of the year. So for 2018, the color is ultraviolet. And just so you know, so for like 2017, it was greenery, and 2016 was rose quartz and serenity, like a blue and a blush, like a light blue and blush. So every year they come out with a color. So if you notice from last year, which was greenery, everything was kind of like that. It looks like that candy, like that green apple green. You saw a lot of doors with that, a lot of furniture with that. So that was the color for last year. This year, just keep in mind when you start looking and shopping for things, how this ultraviolet, it will be like a popular color. So because they said that the color of this year is lavender, well, they said ultraviolet. But in cakes, it kind of translates to like a lavender color. So you'll see lavender everywhere on the runway, and it's going to end up on our cakes. So from flowers to fondant, cakes will have this really lavender color, almost like we're raining purple, because everything is going to be purple. So that's number four. Number five is logo. So everybody is busy creating their own hashtags, creating, wanting to personalize their cakes, and everyone wants to monogram, or they want to have a logo. And guess what? They want their logos on their cakes. So if it's a monogram or just some type of brand, because everyone is trying to brand themselves, you'll notice that now on a lot of cakes. Number six, we're seeing a lot of dark denim blues. So retro denim is back in style, and you'll notice that again with clothing, and it's also coming into fondant as well. So deep navy blues, you're seeing a lot of, and just know that people are looking for these trends, because that's what's again showing up on different runways. So then they're trying to put those styles into their cakes. Another one is art inspiration. So you see a lot of bold lines, a lot of paint splatters, also a lot of drama, a lot of like watercolors, because that's really big as well. You'll see a lot of that coming up for 2018. Another one you'll be seeing is like a rainbow saturation of colors. You'll see a lot of shades. So I use a lot of satin ice fondant, and satin ice has been coming out with a lot of really good colors lately. So don't be surprised if you see fuchsia or scarlet or prism blue. Those are just a few of the standout shades that will be hot this spring. Another thing that's going to be really hot is oversized flowers. If you start to look at cakes, you'll see like these big statement flowers. So before, you would have like people just use like one or two and they'll put it right on top. But don't be surprised to see it like cascading down a tiered cake, or just one big gigantic flower on a cake. You'll start to see that. The last one actually is the white cake. So I don't know if you've seen a lot of white cakes, but this is trending. They're very dreamy and they're very on fashion, where it's like almost like six layers of cake and everything is in fondant. It's all white, and you'll see like white flowers covered in white fondant, or just everything white. And everyone likes this like chandelier scaping cake, where everything is just super big and super beautiful. And again, that goes to kind of like the simplicity of things, where you'll see a cake that's, you know, that big, and you'll be like, okay, that's, I understand why they wanted that, because it's just, you know, a nice big white cake. You don't have to be competing with anything, or, you know, have to be on trend. I think a white cake will always win because of how simplistic it is. So those are the top trends for 2018. Let me know what you've been seeing as trends for 2018. These are the trends that I've been seeing, but I just wanted to hop on and share that with you, because as you start to get, again, your clients for this year, and you start to book more events and parties, and you have more consultations where you're having brides come in, and they ask you for your suggestions on what you would like, on what they should do, because they're not sure on what the trends are, and you can always share the trends with them. So drop me an email at behindtheobsession@gmail.com and let me know what your thoughts are, and what do you think will be trending for the summer. Talk to you guys soon. Have a fabulous week. Bye now.